Sakhanagon, Pavav, Mishnah Zion, Esim Varba, Rashi, Evarim, Ba'adam. Shaina Mitamim, Mishum Michim. There are 24 tips of the limbs of a person, which would not become Tameh if there is a Michia on the tip of the limb. A Michia is healthy skin inside a Naga. A Michia normally is a Simen Tuma causing the Naga to be decisively Tameh. And in the following 24 Evarim, if there is a Naga on one of these Evarim, on one of these limbs, and a Michia appears in the center of the Naga, and that Michia ends up being on the tip of one of these Evarim, that Naga would not become Tameh Mukhlad, even though it has a Michia. As the Dinis Chazal learned out from a pasuk, that the Kohen has to be able to see the entire Naga together with the Michia at one time. And if the Naga is on the limb of a person with the Michia being on the tip of the limb, since the Naga slopes to two sides of the limb with the Michia in the middle, it is impossible for the Kohen to see the Naga and the Michia at the same time. So in such a case, the Michia would not be a Simen Tum. Now the Mishnah will go on to list the 24 Evarim of a person, which would not become Tameh with the Michia that is on the tip of one of these limbs. Rashi exposed Yadayim Viraglayim, the tip of the finger or the toes of a person. If there is a Nega on a finger or a toe with the Michia being right on the tip of the finger or the toe with the Nega sloping on both sides, in such a case the Michia would not be a Simen Tumah. Rashi is Nayim Virosh Achotah, the tips of the ears, into the Nega on both sides of the ear with the Michia being in the middle of the Nega right on the edge of the ear, that Michia would not be a Simen Tumah. The two ears are counted as one of the 24 Evarim, which are not Metame Misham Michia. And so too, if there's a Michia on the tip of somebody's nose, on the tip of the male organ, in such a case also the Michia would not be a Simen Tumah. But Rashi Hadadim Sheva Isha, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Afsho Ish, if there's a Michia on the tip of the breath of a woman, that would also not be a Simen Tumah. While Rabbi Huda holds so too, if there's a Michia on the tip of a man's breath, it would not be a Simen Tumah. While the Tanakhama would disagree, according to the Tanakhama, only a Michia on the tip of a woman's breath would not be a Simen Tumah, since a woman's breath slows more than a man's breath when there's a Nega on both sides of the breath, with the Michia being on the tip, the Kohen would not be able to see the Nega together with the Michia at one time, as opposed to a Nega on a man's breath, it's possible to see the Nega together with the Michia at one time, since a man's breath does not slope like a woman's. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Af HaYibalos B'had Doldulim Einan Mitamin Mishum Michia. Rabbi Eliezer says, so too, a Michia on the tip of a wart or on the tip of a shredded piece of skin that's still attached to the person would also not be Tameh Mishum Michia. If a person has a Nega on a wart, on a shredded piece of skin that's still attached to the person with the Michia being on the edge, the Kohen would not be able to see the Nega together with the Michia at one time, so a Michia in such a case would also not be a Simen Tumah and would not cause the person to be Tameh Mukhlad. The following places on a person's body would not become Tameh from a Baharah. So if somebody has a Baharah's white patch on his skin in the following places, it would not be Matameh, he would not be Tameh Mukhlad, would not have to be locked up, nor would he become Tameh Mukhlad decisively Tameh. Somebody has a Baharis inside his eye, inside his ear, inside his nose, or inside his mouth. That Baharis would not be Matami. As the Pasuk says, that if the Baharis is on or Bisaro, on the skin of his flesh, then it would be Matami. And none of these places is considered or Bisaro, the skin of his flesh, and therefore, it's not Matami. Hakmatin. Vahakmatin Shabbatsava. Somebody who is fat and has folds in his skin, and the Nega is in the fold, cannot be seen from the outside, that's also not considered orbisaro, would not be mitami, since it's concealed. And so too, somebody has a fold in his neck, and the Nega is inside his fold, that would not be mitami. Tachas hadat ubeis hashechi, a woman that has a Nega underneath the breast that cannot be seen while she's nursing an infant, it would not be mitami, since it's concealed. And so too, a Nega that's in the armpit that cannot be seen even while you're lifting up your arm to pick olives, in such a case, since it's concealed, it's not mitame. Kaf harega, so too, somebody has a nega on the sole of his foot, that nega would not be mitame. The hatipar, if somebody has a nega on his fingernail, it would not be mitame. As we said, that the nega has to be on or bisaro, and a fingernail is not considered or basor, it's not considered the skin of his flesh. Harosh bahazakin, somebody who has a nega on his head or on his beard. As the Rosh and the Zaken is not mitame if there's a Baharis on the Rosh and Zaken, unless a bald spot formed in the Rosh and socket, and a nega appeared by the bald spot, that's called a nesek. But in this case, there's no bald spot in the Rosh or the socket, so therefore, a nega in the Rosh or the socket would not be mitamet. Hashchin, v'hamichta, v'akadach hamordin, ena mitamet binigal. A boil or a burn or a blister that has not yet healed would not be mitamet binigal. We first must explain the difference between shchin and karach. Is the shchin is a boil that happened by itself, a karach is a blister or a boil that formed on your skin after you were burnt by something hot. In all these cases, if there's a nega in the shchin or michya or karach, since it did not yet heal, that nega would not be metame. As a nega in a shchin or michya or karach is only metame if it's already healed and the skin crusted over. Veina mistarfen binigon. Ven ha nega poisha l'toicha. Just as we said that a nega in the rosh, zaken, shchin, michva, or karach would not be metame, so too, if half of the nega is outside the rosh, zaken, shchin, michva, or karach, and half of it is on the rosh, zaken, shchin, michva, or karach, it would not combine to be a nega. As the minimum size for a nega to be metame is the size of a gris. Now, if a person has half a gris of nega on his skin and half on the rosh, zaken, shchin, michva, or karach, those two half gris would not combine to be metame the person, and since half of the nega is on a place that's not mitame mishum b'heres, it cannot combine to form the amount of a grit to be mitame the person. And so too, somebody who has a nega outside the rosh zaken shchin michbar or karach, and it's spread into the rosh zaken shchin michbar or karach, even though normally the spreading of the nega is a simen tumo to cause a person to be tame mukhla decisively tame, but in this case, since it's spread into an area which is not mitame mishum b'heres, that spreading would not be a simen tumo, and the person would not yet be tame mukhla. And so too, one of these places would not be a simen tumah of michya. Michya is healthy skin inside the nega. Somebody who has a nega and he has a michya, healthy skin inside the nega, that michya is a simen tumah, causing the person to be tamei muchla. Now, if a person has a nega near the rosh zaken shchin michva or karach, and a michya appears inside the nega, and that michya is right on the rosh zaken shchin michva or karach, it would not be a simen tumah. The person would not be tamei muchla. The aim akben is a hoifei kulo lava. So too, one of these places would not stop a person who has turned completely white from being taught. As we have mentioned previously, somebody who has a nega, and the nega spreads over his entire body turns white. That would be a simen tara. Person would become tar when the nega spreads over his entire body. Now, if a nega spreads over a person's entire body, with the exception of one of these places we just mentioned, the rosh, the zaken, the shin, the michva, or the karach, the person would be tar. And since those places is not a place where a beharis could be mitame, so too, if those places lack a beharis, but the entire body has a beharis, those places would not stop him from being tar. And since those places are not mitame shem beharis, it also would not stop somebody who has a nega over his entire body, with the exception of those places, from being tar. Chada rosh v'azokin vin nikrachu. If the head or the beard of a person has gone bald, and we mentioned previously that a nega and the rosh and the head or the beard of a person would not be metame. But if the person has become bald and then a nega appeared in the bald spot, he would become tame. This is called a nesek, when a nega appears where a person has a bald spot. Hashchin ba michve ba kadoch v'nasu tzarava tzarielu metame b'negon. Somebody has a nega and a boil or a burn or a blister that has healed and crusted over. In such a case, that nega would be metame. That which we said that a nega and a shchin michve or kadoch is not metame, that's only if it has not yet healed. Veinam mitzarfen binigon. Now, even though we said that in such a case as shchin michva or karach has healed, it would be metame mishinigon. And so too, if there's a bald spot on the rosh of the zaken, it would be metame mishinigon. But it would not combine with a nega on his skin to form a grit and be metame the person. As a person who has a nega on his skin, it has to be at least the size of a grit to be metame. Now, if his nega is half the size of a grit, and the nega is also on the rosh of the zaken, which has a bald spot, or on the shchin, michva, or karach, which has healed, and altogether is the size of a grit, that nega would not be tame, as he can't combine a nega on his skin together with a nega that's on the shchin, michva, or karach, or on the bald spot, or the rosh in the zaken. Ve'ena nega poisha l'toicha. And so too, somebody has a nega on his skin, which spread into the bald spot in the rosh of the zaken, or spread into the shchin, michva, or karach, which has healed over, that spreading would not be a simen tuma. Even though normally the spreading of the nega would be a simen tumah, it has to spread on another part of the skin, not into a boil or a burn or a blister or onto the bald spot of the rosh or the zaken. Ve'ena mitame mishum michya. And so too, somebody who has a nega right near the rosh, zaken, shchin, michva, or karach, and there's a mikkah, healthy skin, inside the nega, and that mikkah happened to be in the bald spot on the rosh of the zaken or on the shin mikvah or kara, which is healed, that mikkah would not be a simin tum, and not called the person to be tamei mukhlat. Abu ma'ak ben et ha'ifeh kulo lov. But it would stop a person who has turned completely white from becoming tar. As we mentioned, somebody who has a nega that spreads over his entire body and he is now completely white, that would be a simin tar, he would become tar. Now, if it spreads over his entire body with the exception of the bald spot of the rosh or the zaken, or it spread over his entire body with the exception of a shchin, mikveh, or kadach, which has healed, that would stop him from being tar. It would not be a simin tar, since it did not spread over these areas. Harosh v'hazaken, ashlo helus sar, v'hadildulin shabarosh, u'shabazaken. Nidainin ko'orabazim. Somebody who had a nega on the rosh or the zaken before it sprouted here, for example, an infant that did not sprout here on his head yet, and the nega appeared on his head, or of a child that his beard did not sprout yet, and the nega appeared in the beard. He would have the same din as the nega that appears on somebody's skin, and it would be metame mishum beharis, but since the hair did not sprout yet in this area, it had the same din as any other part of his body. And a nega that appears on duldulim of the head or the beard, meaning to say, a piece of skin that is peeled from underneath his hair or underneath his beard, and that piece of skin is still attached to his body, and a nega appears in that piece of skin, that nega would be metame. Even though a nega that appears in the skin underneath his hair or his beard, if there is no bald spot, that nega would not be metame. But in this case, that a piece of skin is hanging from his beard or from his hair, in such a case, that piece of skin is like any other part of his body, and a nega that appears on that piece of skin would be metame.